So how can we best take care of our children and help them in Krishna consciousness also, if we are in a situation where we have to send them to child care? Many devotee parents prefer to not send their children to child care. But if we are in a situation where we have to, then what can we do? Answer, there's no absolute principle about this. The most important thing is that the children should feel loved and cared for by the parents. So that love is can be even expressed in the quality of the time that we give, not necessarily in the quantity that we have to always be with the child. But we have to find out how we can express our love best for the child. And yes, because the formative years of a child are very important, and because during the culture that we live in, often exposes the children to many undesirable influences right from the early childhood. So if they have the more or less readily available or constant presence of a mother, that offers as a very nurturing, protecting influence that acts as. So in that sense, it's good if it's possible. And many devotees plan their lives in such a way that by the time they have a child, then they can at least take off for a few years, take a small break from their career and take care of the child in the formative years and then resume their career or whatever. So that may not always be practical in specific different situations. But if we can find, if we have to send the child to devotee care, we should try at least to make sure that our job doesn't take so much time. We may have to, I don't know, change the job or change the profile in the job or whatever. So that it's not that we are again working very long hours so that at the end of the day when we come, we are dead tired and we are not even available for the child at that time. That will not be good. At least when we are available, we should be fully available for the child. And if it is possible, there are some devotees who are offering child care. That would be the best. And as the community grows, that sort of thing also happens. The devotee community itself creates various support systems for its members. So if there is a good devotee child care, then we can always choose that. And apart from that, as the child grows, if we are giving good impressions, good samskara, getting the child to temple and having other good children as friends, to some extent, there are some influences which we may not be able to change. Like in this sense, the child goes to school, what kind of friend the child will choose at school, we may not be able to regulate so much. But at least when that child is at home, with us, and what kind of friends other times the child stays with, that we can select. Not select in the sense that completely control, but at least we can monitor to some extent and help the child select, make wise choices. So, as much as possible, we try to surround with good impressions. And then we leave it to Krishna. So, child care may not be the best for all children, but then in our specific situation, if that is the best that we can do, most important is that we don't load ourselves with negativity or guilt or anything like that in any situation. Because that will dampen our enthusiasm to make the best of that situation. Yes, sometimes certain situations are not the best. And we have to... If things could be different, that would have been better. But if they are not, then we have to make the best of what is there. There's no need to burden ourselves with negativity. Yes, this is what I am, and I'll do my best. And then you can also look in the devotee community if there are some other mothers who have also gone through the situation where they also had to put their children in devotee care, in child care. How did they manage? You can learn something valuable from them also. And you know, if we are trying sincerely, Krishna will give us the intelligence and things will work out well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Hare Krishna.